Well, happy Memorial Day to those of you who are observing it. If you're observing it because you have a friend or family member, a loved one who made the ultimate sacrifice, please accept my gratitude, my thanks. A lot of people think it's hokey, but freedom is not free, and I'm quite appreciative of it. And as I say, every Veterans Day, I thank you all of you active vets and those who are no longer active. Thank you again for your service. So, if you are not an American, doesn't mean that you don't have your own holiday to celebrate and your Memorial Day. And I'm not ignoring you folk. Hope you're doing well. Hope you've had a fabulous Monday. Maybe you've had a more productive Monday because we haven't had all those crazy Americans keeping you from getting work done. So, I have just a few moments here that I wanted to talk with you. It's been an interesting 3-day weekend for me. Found out an old friend died of brain cancer, and I blogged about that. If you read my post, the one before this, you'll learn a little bit more about it. But in any case, it was a sad moment. I'm not gonna lie and say that he was very close, but it's always sad when somebody's taken at a young age. He was only 42, had four kids, so now you've got four children who don't have a father, and as a parent, that hurts. I feel very badly for the children and his wife and all the people he left behind. And as I mentioned in the blog post before this, having been down this road a few times and had to say goodbye to friends and family who died, for a variety of things, terminal illness or accidents, what have you, the best way I know to honor those who were taken too young is to try and really live my life, meaning that I do my best to live my dreams and not dream my life away. And while I can't say I've always been successful doing that, I do feel pretty good about my effort. But I'm working hard to do better. And that's because there are things, there are dreams, there are opportunities and possibilities that I see ahead of me. And I am doing everything I can to try and open possibility up so that it turns into opportunity. And I want to do that for personal reasons because it makes me happy and more fulfilled. And I want to do that, frankly, as a father because I think it's a great way to live and important for my children to see that you keep pushing, you don't give up. Sometimes people ask me if I'm living the life I planned on, and the absolute answer is no. And if you're among the longtime readers, you know this is not the life I thought I would have. But I'm not sure how many of us really live that life. How many of us live the life we planned and we dreamed? Because life has a funny way of throwing a few twists and turns and some kinks into your plans. There's that old phrase in Yiddish, basically translates into English as "people plan and God laughs," and it's just a common sense approach in a way to say that no matter what we plan on doing, we will find that there are challenges that are presented in front of us, and some of the challenges are of a serious nature, and some of them are less serious. But no matter what happens, we are going to face them, and we're going to find moments where we fall short and we don't meet the challenge. But again, as hokey as it is, it's not about how many times you fall, but it's about how many times you get back up. So I'm trying to do things to make those situations where I fall down fewer and far between, but also to remind myself that if you're not taking risks where you might fall, then you're not living. At least you're not living the way I want to live. So above and beyond that, I gotta sign off because it's time to go to a barbecue and swim party and drink a beer or two and eat some great steak. Oh man, I've been eating far too much, so I gotta do some walking and some extra exercise. So I hope you're having a great weekend. If you're celebrating a long extended weekend, if you're not, enjoy the rest of your workday. And I hope you take a few minutes to enjoy the blog as well, and enjoy the podcast. And if this is your first time here, please, by all means, take a few minutes to read the About Me page and to sniff around. And don't forget to sign up for the Facebook page and to subscribe to the blog and all that kind of good stuff. So I'm Jack, you're not. Be thankful for that, and I will see you around cyberspace.